Hey, how's it going, everyone? My name is Brad Ward from Gamering.com, and I'm here with my first audio look, updated from a long, long time ago. So, first off, I'm going to talk about the Ring of Honor Big Bang pay-per-view. I was waiting to see that pay-per-view for quite a long time. Jim Cornette was hyping up quite a bit, which I'll talk about Jim Cornette in a bit here. So, first off, my favorite match tonight was the David Richards and Kenny King match. I really think David Richards is really a Benoit or Dynamite Kid incarnate as far as his in-ring style. Love the match, love the finish. Also loved the triple threat match. I know a lot of people didn't like the triple threat. I thought it was a fun triple threat. I liked that it was elimination style opposed to just your WWE style triple threat match. And I also liked the Rhett Titus and Cassandra match. I love the Cassandra character. Lots of good tag team bouts. I love the Jay Briscoes versus Kings of Wrestling match, but yeah, overall, I think I'd give the pay-per-view about 4 stars out of 5. Definitely your best $15 you can spend on wrestling today. So go to GoFightLive.com and order it. Then after that, I watched the TNA Impact broadcast on Monday night. I give that show about 2 out of 5 stars. Just some stuff was just like, some of it was good, but most of it was pretty bad. Like, they essentially made the Knockouts title worthless within 2 hours. Kurt Angle and Mr. Anderson, Kennedy, whatever, put on a great ladder match. Great stuff there. Can't complain about that match. But everything else just felt really inconsistent. Nothing too great. And how many times are we going to see the Pope and Wolf? Like, really TNA. So moving on. Then I watched UFC Ultimate Fighter. I really like the whole Tito versus Liddell concept. They're two of my favorite UFC fighters ever. I like Tito, how cocky he is, and Liddell, how laid back he is. And it's kind of funny to see the French guy quit after he said he's going to show how the French people never quit. And then Dana just said, I don't think you need to say anything other than that. Ultimate Fighter, I thought it was a really good kickoff to season. I haven't watched it since like the first season, but I'm definitely going to be watching every episode. Moving on, then I watched Monday Night Raw. I thought Raw was a solid show. 4 out of 5 stars. Oh, yeah, just going back, Ultimate Fighter, I get 5 out of 5 stars. It's a solid show. But yeah, Raw, I really liked the opening. I thought it was cool to see every single champion on the Raw brand out there, including the SmackDown champion, Jack Swagger. As well, also liked the Randy Orton and Jack Swagger match. Two of the most athletic guys in the company fighting each other. Thought it was a great match. Also liked the tag match at the end. I mean, Okutanga starting to prove a bit. I mean, it was great. They got him in there with Cena, Batista, Big Show, Miz, all that kind of stuff. So I liked how they did the Last Man Standing thing with the spotlight and Batista standing and Cena on the ground. So we got Last Man Standing now, Extreme Rules, which I'm actually attending with Venom and Map and Rav Showtime from Gamering.com. So yeah, solid stuff there. Then I watched the Ring of Honor and HCNet. I liked the match between Briscoe and Hiro. Good match. I really liked how they told about how the world title, Austin Aries won the title, and then he lost the title, and then just title lacks time to shine. And then, moving on to today, last night after, I watched the first disc of the Jim Cornette You Shoot. So I thought he answered some really cool questions. He's a really real historian, and I know a lot of people don't like Cornette that much, but I like him as a talent in wrestling, and I really liked the insight on the whole ECW versus Cornette thing. So tonight, I'm going to be watching the Heart and Soul DVD set, and probably later on NXT. So as for me for now, Brad out. And also be sure to check out Gamering.com for Splinter Cell Conviction coverage coming right up to the 13th of this month. Thanks, bye.